Alright, bonjour mes amis, comment ça va ce matin? Et bon, on va voir si je peux trouver mes notes ici, alors. Alright, bienvenue à tous les autres sur le Tasse de Café pour un lundi, octobre le 28. On est ici pour prendre des phone calls, si vous voulez parler avec les autres, moi, Monsieur Jim, on sera ici à 9h. Ça ici, c'est Mike Perrault et mon bon ami Monsieur Jim Swallow avec moi ce matin. Vous pouvez nous appeler à 363-337-363-2124 pour parler avec les autres. Apporte n'importe qui vous veut de bonnes nouvelles, des affaires comme ça. C'est là de vous autres que vous pouvez écouter sur la radio et vous pouvez donner le numéro à tes amis, ton famille. On est ici à KVPI 925 FM, KVPI 1050 AM, KVPIonline.com, ou bien Classic Hits 925, OK? Notre sponsors aujourd'hui, c'est Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Rocky Riders Collision Center, Eric Gill Insurance, Dr. Jake LaFleur, Blake's Pharmacy, Industrial Supply and Sports, Peter Swartz, it's Edward Jones, Carrie's Root, Brown's Furniture, Sooner Auto Salvage, Coburn's Supply Company, Bon Ami Insurance, Teats Food Store, and Savoie Medical Center. Eh, bon ami, Monsieur Jim Swallow, là. Comment ça va, Monsieur Jim?
Bonjour, Mike. Je crois que ça va bien pour un lundi matin, tu connais?
C'est trop bonne heure pour dire.
Mais en soit que tout va aller bien pour vous et votre famille. Notre mot du jour, next week.
Mm-hmm. La semaine qui vient.
Oui, exactement, la semaine qui vient ou la semaine prochaine. Next year, l'année prochaine ou l'année qui vient. On va remettre ça déjà à la fin d'octobre. Ça se fait l'année proche finie. Ça se fait, on pourra regarder et dire sera l'année 2020. Plutôt que 2019, sera 2020.
Exactement.
Et bois pas trop de vin.
Exactement.
All right.
On n'ose pas mêler. Hein?
Thank you so much. OK, 363-2124 is the phone number. Mm-hmm. 363-2124, le numéro de phone pour nous appeler et nous demander une question, donner la réponse à une question ou bien un petit compte. Ça se fait, gardez ça en idée, s'il vous plaît. On est bien content d'avoir le plaisir de conduire le programme avec Mike. Et Marc n'est pas trop loin à côté, donc.
Non, il n'est pas loin du tout. Moi, je vais prendre son place sur le lundi avec vous, si c'est correct avec vous.
Oh, écoute, c'est bien correct avec moi,
All
Mike.
Right,
c'est
Mr. Jim.
Un plaisir.
Vous avez eu un bon week-end, Monsieur Jim?
On va dire ça, c'était bon, ça, on s'avait reposé, tu connais.
Mm-hmm.
Et ça se fait, on peut dire ça, c'est un bon week-end.
There you go. Ça mouillait toute la journée vendredi, mais la classe est samedi. Et puis, ça c'était une jolie journée.
Oh, c'était beau un temps hier. Oh, on ne peut pas se lamenter pour ça. Et la vendredi, c'était un bon jour de repos. Pour ceux-là qui n'avaient pas pour aller à l'ouvrage, tu connais, avec la pluie toute la journée.
Exactement.
Oh, moi, je vais te dire,
c'est... Mr. Jim, I want to remind the people that trick-or-treat's coming around the corner, and Miss Connie Lampke is with the police department, and she's picking up candy to donate to the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, for those of you who are not familiar, they give it to the residents sit at their door, and so I don't like Conzi, they give the candy to the kids as they come by. So if you have any donations or candy or something you want to do, please bring it to Connie at the police department, and she'd be so glad to take it.
Right, and the phone number is about 1313?
It's 363-1313. That's absolutely right, Mr. Jim.
Mr. Mike, let's see what else we've got here. We can, if we don't have anybody on the line right now,
we can talk about one
of our sponsors.
Sure.
And that would be Rocky Riders Collision Center. Folks, if your vehicle's in need of body work or frame repair or just a paint touch-up, come to Rocky Riders Collision Center, 404 Tate Cove Road. You know, Rocky and his staff will treat your vehicle as if it would be their very own, and they do regular body work and frame repair and color matching, and they do everything under one roof. And I'll tell you what, they can even set you up for a car rental, too. And they work with all the insurance companies. They offer free estimates. Rocky's got over 30 years experience in the body work. His work is guaranteed. Rocky Rider Collision Center open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Come by or call them at 363-0997. Rocky Rider Collision Center, your hometown car repair center, with a notary on site to better serve you.
All right, Massey, Mr. Jim, 363-2124. Give me and Mr. Jim a call here. We'd love to talk to you.
Bonjour, dites le phone call un peu rare.
Ouais, je pense qu'on pourrait élever la star. Moi, je connais pas qui avec ça, mais la semaine, allons voir. C'est vendredi, trick or treat, Mr. Jim.
Jeudi au soir.
Peut-être c'est jeudi.
Halloween is Thursday.
It's Thursday. That's what it is. Thursday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're celebrating. Somebody celebrate au allons voir le village de mémoire et puis au château. Et enfin, ils ont célébré ce week-end ici, à Chico Park, à Crooked Creek. Et mon petit enfant était là-bas au zoo, à Alexandria.
Alexandria Zoo.
They had a zoo. They had it all set up for the kids, and they just had a great time.
Wonderful.
So it's getting to be a big thing, Mr. Jim. I remember myself when we used to do it, and I was real young. I lived on Dupre Street. We just go get a bunch of us together, go all around the whole block. You know, it was simple and it was safe. And then when my kids grew up, we would live behind A&P. I mean, we'd go take them behind A&P, and the parents would go with them house to house. Today, you don't kind of do that. That's why they set these things up. It's safer for the children.
Moi, je connaissais pas rien pour des trick or treat. Comment j'ai été élevé? C'est là-bas dans la campagne. On connaissait pas rien pour trick or treat. On connaissait que le jour d'après, c'était le jour de la Toussaint.
Exactement.
All Saints,
that's
tu connais?
Correct.
Mais l'affaire de trick or treat là-bas dans la campagne des années passées, on connaissait pas rien
didn't
pour
know
ça.
Nothing about it. In fact,
mais
speaking
maman faisait du candy, donc des pralines aux pistaches ou à pacon.
Oh, okay.
Et ça, c'était bien bon. Ou bien des fois, c'était du tac-tac, tu connais? On faisait ça doux. Les boules de tac-tac, c'était un peu dur sur les dents, ça.
Yeah, yeah.
Mais autrement que ça, le tac-tac avec un peu de sucre et un peu de sel, c'était beaucoup délicieux.
My mom used to make them corn, them balls, Mr. Jim, with some, must be some Steen's pure ribbon syrup. And boy, that was some good
Le
stuff.
Le sirop de corn.
Exactement. Oh, ça, c'était bon frère.
C'est pas mauvais.
Anyway, you want me to catch a sponsor, Mr.
How
Jim?
How about that? Let's do that.
All right.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to know, when was the last time you had a little something extra at the end of the month? A nice chunk of your hard-earned money that didn't need to be paid out or handed over. Well, you gotta go visit my good friend, State Farm agent Eric Gill here in Ville Platte. Eric can help you put the budge back in your budget. Come in and visit with Eric Gill. He'll take a look at your car insurance policy, do a free discount double check to make sure that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40%. You heard me right, and that 40% could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Take my advice. Call State Farm agent Eric Gill today for your free discount double check. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I promise you, Eric Gill will take care of you and help you keep more of your money in your pocket. Phone 363-7737. Eric Gill, State Farm Insurance, 605 East LaSalle in Ville Platte.
All right, and we're back, Mr. Jim and I. Give us a call here, 363-2124, and let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can talk about trick-or-treat in your days or trick-or-treat coming up or what you did over the weekend with your children, whatever it is. Give us a call here and carry on a conversation with us, okay? All right, let's see what we got here. Like I said, the Maison de Mémoire, the Chateau, is having a... trick-or-treat this the day
time
of trick-or-treat.
Time is running fast.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you. So anyway, so we're looking forward to that. I was invited to go, and I will be there Thursday for trick-or-treat to both of them. So anyway, Mr. Jim, what's new? What you got to say?
Okay, we can talk about one of our sponsors here before going back to pick up a phone call.
All right.
And if you're on the line right now, we can say just hold, and we'll pick you up in a moment. But right now, let's talk about Teats Food Store. And from the DeVille family to all of you, thank you. Thank you so much for all of the business coming to our brand new location. And we're better able than ever to serve you right here at Teats. And don't forget their boudin and cracklins, which are so good. Among the specials offered to you today and tomorrow at Teats Food Store, you'll find the Grade A frozen split fry breasts at 99 cents a pound only. Bone-in assorted pork chops, pork chops, 99 cents a pound. Black Canyon Angus boneless beef New York strips, family pack, $4.99. And the shoulder roast, boneless beef shoulder roast, $2.99 a pound. Kentwood Water, the 24-pack, you can buy three for $9. Best Choice Cooking Oil, 48-ounce jar, $1.99. Pick Sweet Vegetables, selected varieties, 99 cents each only. Best Choice Sugar, 4 pounds, $1.99. Best Choice Ice Cream, 48-ounce box, for $1.99 each. And Malta Meal Cereal, selected varieties, $2.99. That's just a few samples of their many, many specials. And, of course, they've got a bigger deli department, and they can prepare meals for you, you know, plate lunches and so forth. And don't forget, as we said, Boudin Cracklins, gasoline pumps and diesel pump right there in the front of the store at Teats Food Store, West Main, Ville Platte.
You got me hungry, Mr. Jim. Can you hold on a while? I'm going to run to Teats right quick, if you don't mind.
Oui, mais la mauvaise chose, Mike, if you know, Boudin, you can eat some and have a bite and keep on talking. But the cracklins is kind of hard to talk after you've eaten a couple of cracklins, you know?
That is a different story.
Gratons chauds avec une patate douce comme on mangeait des années passées. Ça, c'était bien délicieux.
You better believe it. Mr. Jim, did you know, and I like to post things on Facebook, especially old stuff, and I'm into automobiles. Did you know in 1956 that the Chevrolet Bel Air, where you put the gas at, did you know it was in the left tail light?
No, I did not know that.
Yes.
Left tail light, the gas cap, you'd open up the outer part, and the gas cap was right there, and you'd... That was in a 56 Chevy?
56 Chevrolet Bel Air. That's what it was.
I had a 56 Ford, and I liked my 56 Ford, gray and white.
They don't make them like that anymore.
And sure. You know, back in those days, I think I paid...
Did you do the word of the day?
Did I do the word of the day yet? Maybe
yes,
not.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Yes, I did. Le prochain, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next week, la prochaine semaine.
We
We did that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Next week, la prochaine semaine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, la semaine qui vient.
Exactly.
Right. And let's see, where were we? Oh, yeah. I had that 56 Ford, gray and white, that I really loved, you know?
Well, I have a bunch of pictures. That might bring back some memories to you right there. That's either a 55 or 56 Ford right
yes.
there.
Yes. And that's a Fairlane.
That's a Fairlane.
Yeah, Fairlane was a little bit higher than mine. Mine was... I forget what it was. It was the middle.
Was it the Galaxy, maybe? No, or the Galaxy was the higher one later on than Fairlane right there.
Man, that's a Fairlane, and it's a beautiful blue and white. Yes, I can well remember those.
In those days. Now, Mr. Jim, if you want, we can take a phone call.
Oh, moi je veux. Thank you, Becky.
Thank
Becky
a
prépassé le café. Phone call. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mr. Jim.
Uh-huh. Steven?
Hi, Steven.
I would like to say... Hey, what about them Saints?
What about them Saints? The boy, they played some ball yesterday, huh, Steven?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I was impressed, and I was so excited that everything went well. And I tell you what, they stayed on top of it the whole time. I was really, really impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did good. They did better than what I was, not to say better than what I expected, but I was hoping for the best, and I was very proud of them. You know, they did great.
I'm very glad with the Saints, the way they're playing.
Uh-huh.
They did great. Very happy with them.
Yeah, I hope they have a real good season for the end, and, you know.
Well, what are they now? Maybe, what is it, 6-1 or 7-1 maybe? Something I might be wrong. But
they're 7-1 now, yeah.
That's what I thought, yeah, something like that. So
yes, sir.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. They did great. We was all excited with that.
I don't know who they're playing next week.
That I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
You don't know who they're playing next week?
No, I don't have it in front of me. I probably saw it at one time, but I don't have it right here.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all have a good day.
Bye, Steve. Right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thank you.
It's a bye week next week.
It's a bye week.
Right.
No game next week.
You're right. It is a bye week. That's
all right.
Correct.
Thanks a lot, Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob.
Let's see. What we going to have now for Latas? Nobody on the line at this
The phone
moment?
Rang. They're talking to him at the office. I didn't. It's not blinking yet,
okay.
So it must have been for the office.
All right.
No,
I
it's blinking, Mr. Jim.
It's for us, okay.
Let's see.
We'll say, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
That's Charles Fontenot.
Yes, Charles, go ahead.
Hi, Charles.
You remember when you was talking about the popcorn balls?
Yes.
I miss eating that. My old mama used to make that. I would eat three of them at a time.
Wow. Talk about you. You had a stomach full if you ate three popcorn balls.
I tell you what, that was pretty cool. And I remember mama would make them regular, but now I guess my wife made it one time for us, but it sticks so much on your teeth, and I don't know what it
is.
It's
not too good for the teeth, huh?
That's absolutely correct, so we don't do it anymore. Now, I see them in the stores. You go to a different store, you can see them around the counter.
And they're not cheap either, those popcorn balls.
I never priced them.
One time, and I said, ooh.
Wow, look out now. It's like everything else, I guess, huh? Uh-huh. Yes, sir, I do remember, Charles.
I can't eat them no more. I ain't got no bottom teeth.
Uh-oh. All right.
Oh, well.
A lot of us have a problem with that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Another phone call, Mr.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, comment ça va, madame?
Oh,
ça va
doucement. C'est lundi matin. Ça va un peu doucement.
Hey, oui. Y'all were talking about them old cars a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember them old crashes with them... push button for the transmission inside the dash.
I sure do. Actually,
I had bought me one like that from Katwa. And, boy, that old car was all beat up. All the fenders on the side would look like they want to fly, but that old motor kept on going, boy.
Oh, man. Now, that was a Chrysler. I'm trying to remember. I remember the car, but it was a Chrysler, you say?
What is it, Newport?
It could be. I don't remember.
Chrysler Newport?
It could have been. When I was younger, one of my neighbors had a grocery store by us, and he had one like that. And you're right, it was right by where our light switch is now. That's where the little push button was.
You push in push it in gear, drive, reverse, or whatever you put. Boy, that was amazing, man.
I'll tell you what. And you know, my wife and I went to cruising on the coast the last week, a week before last, and I enjoyed it so much to see all the cars with chrome and the chrome bumpers, chrome moldings. And today you don't see that. It's all rubber and plastic and stuff. But
oh, yeah. It's all fiberglass. Everything's made out of fiberglass. You run a car into another one, an old car into a new car today, and I'll tell you which one's going to come out on top.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
true. That old car's going to come out on top.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the real McCoy. That's some metal there, huh?
Well, look, that's all I wanted to bring that up to y'all about it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling. Call us back, okay?
All right. Y'all have a good week.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, Mr.
Jim. There's a difference in the material. I had told this story before, but years ago, we had a 1940 Ford, maroon color.
Wow.
When I was, I was still a teenager. Mm-hmm. And I was going to, I had my little sister, Kathy. She was maybe a year and a few months. And that was before the belt buckles and all that, you know. She was standing on the side, and I had to make a left turn, and she started to fall when I made the turn, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I let go of the wheel and grabbed her so she wouldn't hit her head on the dash and get hurt. I went through a ditch, through a fence, and then I cut the wheel back towards the road, went through the fence again in the ditch, and then I stopped to check on the car. I had a little scratch in the paint about 2 inches long, and that's all. Could you imagine a modern car? What would happen?
Not today, Mr. Jim. You're right. That was some real metal there.
Oh, j'ai cassé une bonne de poteau de barrière.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, 363-2124. I'm not sure if it's for us yet. I see both of them lit up, but not blinking yet, but probably won't be long. But
all right.
And yep, she's blinking, Mr. Jim.
She's blinking. Okay, somebody's on the line.
Yes, sir.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning.
And Mr. Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Y'all not talking about the great entertainment we're going to have this weekend.
Tell me about it.
Aren't you a Plant High having a homecoming?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you're so right. You're so right.
I got a few roots over there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm planning to attend.
Well, good for you. They're going to have the parade, I guess, at probably about 4 o'clock, I'm guessing. That's what they usually do, and go down Main Street, and all the alumni and stuff's going to party on and after the game. Before, I think they make a weekend of it, so we're going to find out what's going on. But maybe there's somebody that's from that alumni can give us a call and let us know what they got planned.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, it would. It would.
Okay, bye.
Well, bye, and thanks for calling.
My name is Lola.
Thank you, Lola. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
And we can talk about another sponsor while
sure.
Waiting for another phone call. And we could talk about Sooner Auto Salvage, 2102 West Bentonville Platte, with a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles too. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, they're going to do everything they possibly can to find it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service. Right, they'll work on transmissions, wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning, and more. And if you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They'll do that for you. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted. When it comes to parts, you have a choice. The brand new parts are reconditioned parts. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, why don't you call Sooner's Towing and Wrecker Service at 363-1960. 363-960. Come and visit with owners Donnie and Amanda at 2102 West Bentonville Platte. Phone 363-7226 for Sooner's Auto Salvage.
All right, bien merci, Mr. Jim. How about a phone call, my friend?
Moi, je veux un phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, Mike, Mr. Jim.
Yeah, Mike.
The 56 Chevy wasn't the only one that had the gas and on the taillight section.
Okay, uh-huh. What else we had?
The 57 Chevy.
The 57 also?
Yep, it was in that left tail fin, just above the tail light.
I did not know that.
Oh, and that was some pretty cars. I love those 57 Chevys.
I didn't know that. Now, David, I remember a lot of them, you'd pull down the license plate, you know.
Yeah, they started that in 58.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah. Up until 55, they did it on the side.
Yeah.
On the side fender, the left side fender.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went to the tail light in 56 on Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to the fin, to the left fin on the 57.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then in 58, they started on with the license plate.
And I remember one thing, the 58s, they were round. The 50s, I thought the 57s,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
But the 58s, the whole body style had
absolutely
changed.
Absolutely. They changed it completely. Because uh-huh. You're right, the fin, they had a fin.
Right. It was more of a wing.
That was in 57. Then 58 right. Came around.
58, they kind of flattened the fin out and made it look like a wing.
Exactly right.
And then in 59, they went to the full wing section. And 60. They did the same thing.
Exactly what they did. I remember that well, David.
Yeah.
Mike, push button.
The Plymouth, Chrysler, and Dodge started in 56.
What you mean, it started what, David?
Their push-button drive.
Oh, the push-button drive.
Okay.
They started in 56, and they stopped somewhere around 64.
Well, you see, I was in auto bodywork all my life, just about all my life, for over 30 years. So, of course, those cars there, I was growing up with them, you know, but then I got to learn. I can spot an old car. Right off the bat, my wife and I, like I said, went to cruising the coast, and I'd name them to her. She couldn't believe that. But you're passing you in today, I can't tell you if it's a Chevrolet or a Honda.
They all look alike.
Oh, yeah. And nowadays, they all pretty much look alike.
Absolutely, yeah.
And even back then, anyhow, the body styles were like, the chrome was different, so you could tell by the different styles of the chrome.
Exactly. You could tell a lot of them, like the Chevrolet, for example. I even have a picture there. The taillights. They'll show you all the different tail, and that's how you can spot the year model. Same thing with the grill and on a truck.
Exactly.
The
they went from bullet to cup to flat tail light sections, and they put some effort into it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Some design and effort. So
I agree.
The Edsel had the push button drive in 58 and 59, but it was in the middle of the steering wheel where the horn was.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember there was an Edsel parked on Chatania Street for a long time.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're right across from the old Ville Platte Cemetery.
It's exactly right, yeah.
It and might I even still be there.
I cannot. No, it's not there anymore.
It's gone. It's gone. The house isn't there either.
Oh, okay.
So
I used to know who had that, but I can't remember the name anymore.
I don't know either. But I remember seeing it, absolutely, yeah.
Under the best of Monsieur Clarence.
Very good.
Monsieur.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Call us back, my friend.
Another call? Let's do it.
Okay.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, good morning. Susie Lemoine from the library.
Hey, Susie. Good morning. To you.
Mark, look, y'all did a marvelous job coming to the book fest on Saturday. I want to give a big shout-out to KVPI and to all our authors and vendors that brave the weather with us, as I said earlier.
That's wonderful. So everything looked like it was a success, Susan.
It was a big success in terms of people really connected with our appraiser, antique appraiser.
Uh-huh.
Michael Wynn, we will definitely get him back in a different type of environment, but he was marvelous. A lot of our authors, you know, were able to mix and mingle with people. We're going to do something special for them, too, in the spring.
Uh-huh.
Our vendors were very happy. In spite of the weather, they sold products.
Wow.
So, you know, for those who weren't able to come because of the weather, that's totally understandable. We're going to do this again next year.
Wonderful.
But I wanted to let the folks know that we have this huge book sale going on all week. And you come in and get a plastic bag for a dollar and fill it up, because we want folks to build their libraries at home.
Very good. Sounds great.
Yes, it's good. It's great. So please, you know, redirect folks here, and we'll be happy to fill up a bag for a dollar.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Susie.
You were open all week. Okay.
Okay, call us
back. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mr. Jim, if you want, I can do a commercial here.
Let's do that.
All right.
Dr. Jake LaFleur specializes in adult primary care at Evangeline Primary Care offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. You're invited to visit with Dr. Jake LaFleur today. His office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Fridays. They also accept walk-in patients during those hours. Most insurance plans are accepted. Dr. Jake LaFleur practices internal medicine, covering common diseases such as diabetes, asthma, emphysema, arthritis, and gastrointestinal diseases. That's Dr. Jake LaFleur with medical offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. Call his office today to schedule a visit, 363-7036.
I don't hit two at a time. Oh, all right, Mr. Jim. All right, I thought I'd hit that button there. Anyway, we had something happen Thursday morning or Friday morning real early, and a lot of people heard about it through Facebook and stuff, but Frosty Inn got run into. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. It was on television. I saw a picture.
They sure did.
And, of course, that's my folks, you know, at Frosty Inn.
Really? Okay.
Ryan and my Aunt Merlin and... Mr. Defant, Herman Gilbert.
Herman Gilbert, yeah.
And they got run into, huh?
They got run into the early mornings. I don't know the story behind it. I certainly don't want to get into that. But, I mean, there are a lot of people. I posted on Facebook, and a lot of people commented about it, and they talked about old memories and stuff from Frosty and stuff. But, yeah, it was something. Let me tell you. In fact, we got a call coming in, that I'm going to show you a picture of it. Okay,
all right, very good. So Papa Nizot.
Papa Nizot. I thought it was blinking, but I guess they just put it on hold.
Uh-huh.
So. Anyway, right. Yeah, it was a tragic thing.
Nobody got hurt, hopefully.
I don't know all the details, but I don't think anybody got hurt and I say that again, I don't know.
I saw Audie interviewed about that.
Actually, it's his brother, right, Steve. Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Steve, you're
okay,
right.
Okay, Steve. It was Steve that talked about that, and they went right into, let's see now, what it looked like before they put the plywood.
Right, they did add some plywood to it over the weekend, so.
And this says Friday, 9:14 a.m., so. The place was open when
no,
it
actually,
got hit?
No, it looks like what, in fact, let me show you something, Mr. Jim. Actually,
uh-huh.
What I think happened, if I recall right, it was during the night, probably.
During
the night, after they closed, or early in the morning.
Okay, now I see the early morning picture that was taken at the time. Wow, that car went, the whole front section was inside the building, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lucky nobody was working. It was not open at the time.
Yeah, and, you know, like myself, I go and I stand around there while I'm picking up my order. You know, it could have been the daytime. Could have been serious.
Right.
You know,
yes. Yeah.
But they are planning, from what I heard, they are planning to rebuild. They're planning to, in the next 4 to 6 weeks, they're hoping to be back in business. So.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, there was a lot of people disappointed when they heard
family.
That. Yeah, absolutely. So.
Right.
Anyway. Well, all right. Anything else? Anybody want to give us a call? 363-2124. I saw the phone, but evidently it's for the office, so it's not.
Let's talk about one of our sponsors while we have a chance here, Mike, and we can talk about Colburn Supply in Eunice and Colburn Supply in Opelousas. And not only do they have all your plumbing and air conditioning needs and electrical needs and so forth, but they're offering granite for your home. It's the perfect addition to your new kitchen or bathroom or newly remodeled kitchen or bathroom. It's your number one headquarters for lighting and plumbing fixtures, for appliances, hardware, home decor, and now they've got the granite for you, too. Colburn's been serving our area, you know what, there's more than 50 years. Your number one choice for electrical, plumbing, and air conditioning needs. You'll enjoy dealing with the friendly, knowledgeable folks, one-on-one service. So if you're planning to build new or remodel, visit Colburn's in Eunice or Opelousas for a no-obligation estimate on your next project. In Eunice, visit with Kobe and the crew at 770 North CC Doosan, phone 457-7324. In Opelousas, Ernie and the staff at their beautiful showrooms, 2601 West Landry, phone 948-8266. What you need, when you need it, at Colburn's in Eunice and Opelousas.
All right, BMIC, give us a call, 363-2124. I listened to Suave, not this past Friday, but Friday before, with Warren Storm and Yvette Landry. I was very impressed with you know, what they had to say and about the book and stuff, and I plan to get it, but I just hadn't got to it yet. But anyway, they played a tune right here called Mama Mama live over here, and I thought it was awesome. I knew Warren Storm could do it, but that Yvette Landry, she added some little things to it, some little tricks to it. I don't know how she did, and she did a wonderful job. I was really impressed with that. Especially since it was live, you know. I didn't hear how the book signing went, but I'm sure it went well because he's very popular. And it sounded
like God, storm is coming. There's a storm coming.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, looks like we got a call, Mr. Jim.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning. Can you tell me exactly what time it is?
The time over here, let's see, let me check right here. 8:36, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
All right. So you see, KVPI's service to everybody.
We're here to serve.
Keeping Ville Platte informed since way back in 1953.
Absolutely. How about a commercial, Mr. Jim?
Moi je veux.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania in Ville Platte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania in Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497.
All right. Okay, thank you very much for the message, and we'll be picking up some more phone calls. We have somebody on the line?
Yes, sir. Looks like the line's
all right. Mon je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Nobody there, Mike. Yeah, okay, so when we pick up the phone and put you on hold, please, if you want to be on La Tasse, please hold on.
Yeah, it was
for
blinking.
All you're worth, you know. And, of course, we again, 337-363-2124. And we have, the commercial mentioned Pat Andrews, Mike, and we want to say that Pat succumbed to his brief illness, and we'll have more information about the obituary later on in the news today. But anyway, our sympathy to the entire Andrews family.
Absolutely. So anyway, they had the obituaries, and I think Mr. Mark said it was maybe changed or something.
Right.
So
anyway, we'll have more news on that later on.
The news will have it. Mr. Jim, how about a phone call?
Moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, 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 mes amis.
Hey, there's Miss Penny. Good morning to you.
Hello, Miss Penny.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning here at Fort Penelope, but it is pretty chilly. So the temperature is 12 degrees.
12 degrees, and that is 60 degrees colder than it is over here, I think, more than that, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, I know. All of that. Well, we had our hunting season open yesterday, and all of the deer hunters and the elk hunters, I could hear some trucks starting up yesterday morning at 5 a.m. You got to be brave to go out at, 5 and 10 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, you really got to be dedicated, that's for sure.
Dedicated hunter, yeah, that temperature, yeah.
Oh, but I heard them come back early, so I don't know if they just gave up because they got too cold or if they actually scored something. I haven't seen any dead bodies in the back of the trucks yet.
Do you do any hunting, Miss Penny?
I don't anymore. When I was growing up, we did a lot of deer hunting out in West Texas, so I used to love to shoot. But one day I looked through the scope and I kind of communed with Bambi and just couldn't kill it anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a hypocrite because I'm the first one there if somebody offers some venison. But elk is good, too, so I like that. But I don't think I could kill anything unless it was coming at me, so.
Penny, right now I'm a hunter in the pots, I used to hunt a little bit, but now I hunt mostly in the pots, when it's cooking.
That's it.
Yeah.
With
the hunters, because they need to, keep the herds cold. They have to keep it down, otherwise the natural process will kill them off.
Uh-huh.
Years ago, Miss Penny, I don't know how y'all did it over there in Texas, but when I was younger, we'd go squirrel hunting, and if we killed 8 squirrels or 2 squirrels, we'd hang it on our antenna of our car, our truck, and we'd ride around town with
it. The tail.
The tail, absolutely, the tail, yeah. And then if we killed a deer, we'd tie him down on the hood of the car and parade up and down Main Street. So
look what I got.
Yeah, today hunting deer is kind of like hunting a rabbit or a squirrel because they kill them all the time. But, those days, if you killed a deer, that was a big deal.
Yeah, the herds were very scarce.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Everybody could count them. They do that here once they kill an elk or a deer. I've noticed that they make sure that you can see the rack, for a long ways. And you'll see the same truck going through McDonald's, and then he's going through the Dairy Queen. Then he's out at the IGA to make sure everybody knows you got your shot.
I bet that's how they do. That kind of sounds like what we did over here.
I called to bring attention to the geese. Again, I've always lived right under the migration pattern of the geese and have always enjoyed seeing them go from the north to the south. And we're not seeing that anymore. It is just absolutely strange. The flocks will be flying north. They're flying west. They're flying east. Very few are actually going south. And I'm just wondering at the phenomenon of that happening, at this time of the year with the kind of weather that we've got rolling in, why on earth the geese are headed north?
Yeah, that's strange. Huh?
I guess their GPS is not working, maybe. I'm not sure, Miss Penny.
I know. It kind of makes you wonder about the pole shift anyway.
But
just quickly, too, Mike, you were talking about the push button and vehicles in the 50s.
Yes.
And I remember we always had a Cadillac, but one year my dad got some kind of a good deal on a Lincoln. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the year, but it had the push button technology. And we did not have that car for very long anyway because he hated it with a passion. So I don't remember what year that came out with Lincolns. Do you?
No, I'm trying to remember, but I guess in the 50s sometimes, huh? What do you think?
It had to have been because I was just a little girl.
Yeah.
But I do remember my father cussing that car one day. So.
Yeah.
He was a master mechanic and, could make anything go, but we didn't have that very long at all, and we had another Cadillac parked in the driveway.
Uh-huh.
It was always a year-old Cadillac because he had to get a deal,
Wow. Yeah, and that's how they do it.
All right. Well, au revoir, my friends. Enjoying the show. Everyone have a blessed week.
Thank you so much for calling, Ms. Spinney, and try to stay warm.
Oh, I will. Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mike. Always delighted to hear from Ms. Penny. way up at Fort Penelope, Montana.
Absolutely.
And what did she say? It was 5 degrees
something
or something
like that?
Yeah,
5 or 6 degrees. Something
and
like
we had, what was our temperature here? It was
I heard you say it a while ago.
68 or 69 maybe. Something like that. Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll have to check the thermometer after a while.
We either have a call or you can do a commercial first.
Okay, let's take a call.
All right, let's do that.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, Mike, Mr. Jim. In answer to Miss Penny's question, that Lincoln started in 1957.
57. I should have known David would know.
That's when they started the push-button drive.
Wow, David, what do you do for a living? I mean, you know everything.
I did a little bit of everything, Mike.
You must
about
have.
I'm about your age. It's just I started working on cars when I was 7.
Wow. I tell it to my wife. I said, that David, Mark can tell. I said, he calls regularly. He knows a little bit about everything. You and Jimmy LaFleur, I'm really impressed with y'all, I got to say.
But he's like me. We know a little bit about everything, but a whole lot about nothing.
Well, we sure enjoy it, though. That's for sure. We appreciate when you call us like that, David.
Thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
Bye. Right, thanks for calling.
All right, let's see now. Maybe we can talk about one of our sponsors while we have a chance. And how about Carrie's Roux, huh?
Ça, c'est bon.
Is it a good time for gumbos and fricassés and barbecues and jambalayas? And you know what? You're able to get the Cajun ingredients made right here in Ville Platte. I'm talking about the Carrie's Roux products. You know, Carrie LaFleur they've come up with all kinds of new things, extended their line of products to include Carrie's Roux, the no-fat roux, the dry roux, Carrie's gumbo mix and bisque mix, and jambalaya mix. And their new products include garlic buttered flavored spray, great on anything, barbecue flavored basting sauce. You know, all of their products can be found throughout Louisiana, also in Texas and Mississippi. But in case, if your grocery store does not carry them, be sure to ask for it, please. Also visit Carrie's store at www.carriesroux.com, and you can order any of their products, and they'll ship it right to you, and you can start cooking some great Cajun food. Remember, for true Cajun flavor, call Carrie, Debbie, or Ross at 363-6100. Carrie's Roux. Oh, c'est bon.
Oh, c'est bon. You know, Mr. Jim, I was cleaning up my shed. Actually, I'd lost my shed during the tornado passed a few months ago, so I got another one. And I'm putting my stuff in there, and I ran across an electric smoker that I've been having. And I took it out yesterday, and I told my wife we had some fryer quarters in the freezer. I defrosted them last night. I'm going to season them today, and I'm going to put them on that smoker. And I'm going to get some Carrie's Roux, and I'm going to make me a gumbo with some smoked chicken.
Oh, that sounds good. Are you going to share with fellow co-workers?
Oh, absolutely. I'll taste it first to be sure, but I hadn't smoked things in so long, but I'm sure it's still working.
Electric smoker.
So you don't have to add charcoal to it. You just put the wood there, and it just continues keeping it hot and just smoking. You know, just have to make it smoke.
How about that?
But I hadn't used it in so long. But I did plug it yesterday. It looks like it's working, so we're going to find out today.
All right. Moi je veux.
All right. Maybe I could do a commercial if you don't mind.
Great. Go ahead.
All right.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Industrial Supply Support, your True Value dealer. It's that time of the year again, getting out our guns, checking our ammo, trying on our camouflage clothes. See if they still fit. See if our rubber boots leak. Do I need a license? You stop and think, where do I go? Let me answer all your questions. Industrial Sport. Check out our Browning clothing, lacrosse and mug boot, Campbell Frog Talk, Rainwear, and Dutch Harbor. We are newly remodeled and we will be impressed. The shelves are full of wonderful merchandise. It doesn't matter where you hunt or what you hunt, for Industrial has it. It could be doves, squirrels, ducks, or deer. There's everything you need. And last but not least, it's also a hardware store and paint shop. Come see us. And always remember, respect the law, the land, and the game. At Industrial, every project is a true value. Our blessing goes out to our men and women in the military and in the blue.
Okay, Mr. Jim, I think we're running a little short of time. Let me catch up on another commercial here right quick, one of our sponsors.
Questions about your retirement deserve more than just a call center. Hi, I'm Peter Strawitz, your Ville Platte Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Please let me show you the difference personal attention can make when it comes to your goals. please contact me at my office at 337-363-7870. Personal attention, that's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
All right, we still have about 10 minutes. If you want to give us a call here, 363-2124. And
mon je veux.
We talk about old cars. We talk about trick or treat, whatever it is you want to talk about. Give us a call here to me and Mr. Jim.
I'm looking at some celebrity birthdays, Mike, and I see that musician-songwriter Charlie Daniels is 83 years old today. So we hope to hear some music from Charlie Daniels later on. Mm-hmm. Actress Jane Alexander is 80, and actress Annie Potts is 67. Anybody remember Annie Potts? She's 67 today. Actor Mark Derwin is 59. Talk show host, comedian, actress Cheryl Underwood. Cheryl is 56 today. Actress Julia Roberts is 52. Country singer Brad Paisley is 47. Actor Joaquin Phoenix is 45. And those are just some of the celebrity birthdays today.
Do you have a Brown's Furniture commercial on yours?
It's
not up here, so.
Okay, I can check.
All right, let's get a phone call right quick, Mr. Jim.
All right, let's. It's not for us.
It was blinking.
So we can talk about Brown's Furniture show, please?
Yes, sir. Let's do that.
Let's do that. And if you're in need of furniture, folks, the place to come is Brown's Furniture show place right here in Ville Platte, also Opelousas, Eunice, and Alexandria. Brown's Furniture show place from Jasper Fontenot, Jody and Jamie, and all of the staff to all of you. Thank you for your business, and whenever you're in need of furniture for any room in the home, and including your bedding. They've got a big bedding department, too, with famous names and mattresses and bedding. And, of course, at Brown's, you'll find, as we said, furniture for every room in the home. And they also have, you know, great financing terms and free delivery is available at Brown's Furniture. So remember this. Brown's Furniture Showplace, Ville Platte, Eunice, Opelousas, and Alexandria, ready to serve you.
All right, very good. Got about 10 minutes or so, 9 minutes or so, so you still have time to give us a call here. Anything else, Mr. Jim?
Mike, you're at the controls over there.
I can put another commercial if you like.
Let's do that, huh?
All right, let's do this here.
Bonjour, mes amis de tout le staff au Le Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, 423 East Main in Ville Platte, in the heart of Cajun country. L'office de Bon Ami est prêt pour vous donner les codes sur toutes vos assurances pour les chars, les trucks, homeowners and business, as well as all types of building contractors, including workers' comp and general liability insurance and life insurance, too. And you can depend on a good staff with over 45 years combined experience at Bon Ami. You'll find the friendly staff of Bo and Hazel and Cowboy Phil, and enjoy a bon cajun visit and a cup of complimentary coffee every day. The office is across from the Old Floyd's Record Shop on East Main. Et ça parle un petit peu de français. Travaillez dur pour vous donner les meilleurs discounts dessus votre besoin d'assurance. Ils vont vous traiter comme la famille. And see Cowboy Phil, who's a licensed appraiser and real estate broker. Phone number 363-8888. Ça, c'est pour Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, droit là-dessus East Main, à la Ville Platte.
Okay. All right, Mr. Jim. Are we in business here?
We're in business?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so glad that we're in business, and I was going to look at some of the things that that had taken place on this date in history, because we always try to inform everybody as much information as we can. You know, on this date in 1726, the original edition of Gulliver's Travels, a satirical novel by Jonathan Swift, was first published in London in 1726. And you know what? I remember reading Gulliver's Travels a long time ago, and maybe somebody else might remember reading about Gulliver's Travels and the land of the, I'm trying to think, was it the Lilliputians or something like that? Gulliver's Travels, you know. They had the little tiny people, and then I think later on the big people. Okay, In 1922, on this date, fascism came to Italy as Benito Mussolini took control of government. I didn't realize he was in charge of the government in Italy for so many years, you know, but he started in 1922. In 1962, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev informed the U.S. that he had ordered the dismantling of missile bases in Cuba. In return, the U.S. secretly agreed to remove nuclear missiles from U.S. installations in Turkey. And also in 1980, President Jimmy Carter and Republican presidential nominee Ronald Reagan faced off in a nationally broadcast 90-minute debate in Cleveland. Seemed like we're going to have a debate before too long on some of the governor or on the national scene, too. Mm-hmm. And, in 2003, firefighters beat back flames on Los Angeles' doorstep, saving hundreds of homes in the city's San Fernando Valley from California's deadliest wildfires in more than a decade. And right now, they've got a big thing with wildfires going on again in California.
That's terrible.
Absolutely.
I've never seen something like that. I guess because we have more news coverage now, but I don't remember stuff like that.
Yeah,
in
that's
the past,
right.
Now, so.
Okay, well, we have a chance, Mike.
Yeah.
Maybe I could talk about Prairie Manor Nursing Home and Pine Prairie. And, of course, if you're looking for the right facility for your loved one when they're in need of short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing, it can be a difficult task. But the folks at Prairie Manor Nursing Home right there in Pine Prairie will be happy to help you and able to answer your many questions. You see, Prairie Manor is the home that Prayer built. It's a not-for-profit organization whose mission is to provide the highest quality care, utilizing the skills and knowledge of the entire staff as valued members of their care team, which provides 24-hour skilled nursing care, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They invite you to come and tour their facility. Allow them to demonstrate what a wonderful home and family they have right there at Prairie Manor in Pine Prairie. For more information, please call 337-599-2031, or you can come by anytime to experience their warm, family-oriented atmosphere. Prairie Manor Nursing Home is an equal opportunity housing and employer.
All right, Mr. Jim, what if we hear a word from our good friend Brent Burge with Savoie Medical Center?
Bonjour, mon ami. Mon nom est Brent Burge, and pharmacist de Savoie Medical Center ou Savoie Cancer Center pour plus de 30 ans. Si quelqu'un dans ton famille besoin de la soin de cancer, le choix est pour vous autres. La Dr. Paul Zhang du Medical Oncologist, aussi Dr. Lawrence Menache du Radiation Oncologist, acceptez-moi le nouveau patient. Peut-être te voir un docteur loin de la maison, mais tu veux, il suit ton soin près de la maison, t'es pour faire ça à Mamou Cancer Center. Juste appelle ton docteur pour faire arrangement pour faire ça. Aussi, si tu as besoin de traitement pour anémie, du osteoporosis, les maladies du trip, appelle Savoie Cancer Center pour faire arrangement. Parce que le choix est pour vous autres. Laisse les familles et nous autres. Soyez la famille et vous autres. Merci.
All right. Bien merci, Mr. Brent Burge. Okay, we got about 3 minutes left.
Minutes or less, Mike.
3 minutes or less.
And I think we've covered a lot of subjects this morning.
We did. Mr. Jim, I left you my book last week. Did you find anything interesting in it?
I found a lot of things. Your collection of pictures and news stories about things that happened a long time ago here in Ville Platte and the surrounding area. So I'm going to try to finish looking at it this morning you've got a lot of stuff in that book. But
you're welcome to. I'm going to leave it with you. Put it like you did last week.
Yeah, right. You've got a wonderful collection of news stories and pictures dating way, way back. And
It's a hobby of mine that I've been doing since many, many years. I get a lot of it out of the Bonne Nouvelle. I'd save it just for old time's sake. And now it's getting to be where that's a big deal because people forgot about it and it's been done so long ago. So
I keep track
of that. Oh. I even took some of them and sent them off and had some real pictures made of them. And I put an album with some real pictures in it.
Do have not just the printed matter, but some real pictures as well.
I had them made.
So you've got a wonderful book there, and I'm looking forward to finishing you know, to see the rest of it.
I post it sometimes on Facebook every now and then, and I get so much response. People forget about them, you know, just we talk about, I'll put Bobby's Drive in, I put Maitre D. It used to be Maitre D,
but
then, Red
and of course,
Dots
we talked about the Zonions, about Frosty Inn that got damaged.
Exactly.
You know, we had that in the pictures and on TV. And I need that list of sponsors to say thank you so much for listening to the program today. And join us again on Wednesday. Today's program brought to you by Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Rocky Rider Collision Center, Eric Gill Insurance, Dr. Jake LaFleur, Blake's Pharmacy, Industrial Supply and Sports, Peter Strawitz, Redwood Jones, Carrie's Rue, Brown's Furniture, Sooner Auto Salvage, Coburn Supply, Bonami Insurance, Teats Food Store, and Savoie Medical Center. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et tous les États-Unis.